Tom Getzinger here in the studios of KCHK. Very honored, very thrilled to have joining me the National Commander of the American Legion, Commander Bill Oxford from North Carolina. And Commander, thank you so much for your time. I know you have a very busy schedule.
Tom, thank you very much. It's a tremendous honor for me to be here in Minnesota, and the hospitality, the reception, the welcome has been outstanding. So make sure you confer that to all your listeners. Minnesota hospitality is wonderful.
We certainly will. Commander, give us a little bit of your personal history, where you were born and raised.
Okay, I was born in a little town 75 miles northwest of Charlotte in North Carolina, a little town called Lenoir. It's just a small town. It used to be a furniture capital, but anymore furniture's kind of moved away, and we've just kind of floundered a little bit with population. But, born and raised in North Carolina, just honored to be a Tar Heel.
And you still live in the community, don't you?
I do. My home is still my wife and I have lived at the same place for about 30 years, and she's still home now. I'm traveling a good bit, but she's still keeping the home fires burning.
Well, aside from your very aggressive Legion activity schedule, what did you do for a living?
Well, I spent almost 25 years with the company in Lenoir working as a plant engineer. I took care of the maintenance, the facilities, the building, those kind of things. And that's sort of who I am. I still like to fix things and keep things in good repair.
Once again, you're listening to KCHK Radio in New Prague. Tom Getzinger along with you and along with me is the National Commander of the American Legion, Bill Oxford, again from North Carolina. I'm going to start and certainly thank you for your service, and it is your military service which made you eligible to become a Legionnaire. Tell us about your service in the military.
Oh, me. That started in March of 1967. When I enlisted in the United States Marine Corps. And I love to talk about the yellow footprints at Parris Island because that was a changing point in my life and gave me the basis of sort of who I am and what I have become. But spent my tour in the Corps. I worked on A-6s as an aviation electronics technician, went to Vietnam, came back from Vietnam, and took my discharge from the Marine Corps as a Sergeant E-5. And then shortly thereafter, joined the North Carolina National Guard, and I spent almost 31 years in the North Carolina Guard. I went through the officer candidate program. I got my commission and retired as a full colonel, but almost 34 years, 9 months, and 10 days in service to my country.
And give us an idea, Commander Oxford, of your path to where you are today, being the national commander of that great veterans organization, the American Legion.
Wow, that's a long drawn out story. Let me kind of condense it a little bit. I was a post commander in Lenoir. I became a post adjutant. From adjutant, I moved into a district commander's job. I moved through the division. I was elected department commander in North Carolina in 2010. After I left that job in August of 2011, I was recruited to see if I would be interested in a national commander job, and that was a total shock to me at that time, but had the opportunity to say yes, and have since then have served on multiple commissions, committees at the national level. Served on the Veterans Employment and Education Commission as chairman. Served the American Legion as legislative chairman for a year. So I was elected last August, the 29th, in Indianapolis at our 101st convention. So that's sort of how I got here.
Tell us the impetus for running for national commander. Was it something that somebody approached you with, or was it something that you looked at and said, "Boy, I think I'd like to do that, and I think I can do that"?
Well, I don't. When I the last job I ever actually ran for was district commander, and that was several years ago. But since the district commander's job, I think I can honestly say I've been recruited for everything since then. So it was just an opportunity that was presented to me, and I had the opportunity to turn it down, but I uh, I just saw the opportunity to serve the American Legion and hopefully make a contribution to the American Legion and the national organization and America's veterans. That's what it's all about.
How does one run for national commander? I don't imagine that you're able to go to each and every state and try to garner the delegate votes. What is the process?
Well, there is a process, and it's once a department, and the selection process starts at a department. The department would agree at their meetings. Yeah, our guy would make a good candidate for national commander. So the department would create a resolution endorsing that candidate. The candidate would then move to the national organization, and if the resolution is accepted by the national organization, then that candidate would kind of move into a pool of candidates. And out of this pool, there is a selection process to be picked for different jobs and different opportunities. And it's a 5 to 7, maybe even a 9-year process to go through the training, selection, experiences, and different things like that. So it takes a good while, and you're constantly being evaluated and considered to make sure that you're able and capable to represent the national organization.
Once again, very thrilled to have the opportunity to have a conversation with the national commander of the American Legion, Bill Oxford from North Carolina. So you're into your year term. What's a major objective, maybe one or two major objectives that you would like to achieve in your time?
Well, I think there's two things that we need to think about and consider. Whenever I was asked or considered for the job, I started thinking about a theme for the year. And my theme for the year is a foundation for the future. The American Legion is 100 years old. We just celebrated our centennial birthday, and we've got a great legacy, a great history, history of the things we've been able to do and accomplish. But as we move into the next centennial, we as Legionnaires and auxiliary members and Sons of the American Legion and Legion Riders, we are creating the foundation for the future of this country and the American Legion. So that was sort of what my emphasis had. I had planned to make that my emphasis.
My father was a department commander in South Dakota in 1976, and then he was a national vice commander 30 years ago, a person that you met earlier today and might have known even before that, Don Hayden from Lee Center, a great Legionnaire there. He was a national vice commander in the early 2000s. If you could explain what a national vice commander is, what that person does, and how many of them are there?
Okay, there are typically 5 national vice commanders. Now, they are elected from the different departments, and those jobs are really assistants to the commander. They have geographic areas of responsibility, and their responsibility might be from 5 to 15 states or so. So they don't have a command structure as such, but if there is assistance, if there's membership needs, membership roles, and they are also used to take some of the pressure off of my responsibilities. If there is a request for me to come someplace for an event and I'm not able to go, then I often send one of those vice commanders to represent me as the national commander and the national organization in these different locations. The 5 vice commanders are scattered around the country, geographically distributed, but that process is it's similar to the selection of the national commander. A department, a state, would submit a resolution nominating their person, and I use person because we have had men and women as national vice commanders, and they all do a great job. They're all veterans, and their job is to represent me and the national organization.
appreciate the time that we're getting today from the National Commander of the American Legion. Again, it's Bill Oxford joining us here on KCHK Radio. A couple more questions, if that's okay. In your explanation of the National Vice Commander, you said the word membership, and growing up in a Legion family, that is a word that was bantying it about, not only by my father, who is, of course, active in the Legion, but my mom, very active in the auxiliary as well. Why is membership so important? Commander?
Well, there's two parts to that question also. Our children and youth programs, we coach, teach, mentor, educate, and introduce to Americanism approximately 200,000 young people each year to our programs. They include baseball, our boys' state, girls' state, our oratorical contest, junior shooting, scouting, and ROTC program. All of those programs have young people being introduced to Americanism and the American ideals. Those programs are run by Legionnaires or auxiliary members or sons. We need people to run the programs. And that's one of the issues that we are concerned about membership, to support our programs. But I will be testifying before Congress this year, before the Joint House and Senate Affairs Committee. And when I represent 2 million, 3 million, 3.5 million people, they listen harder than when we talk about our current membership of 1.8 million. So membership's important. When we speak before Congress, the bigger number we carry, the harder they listen, and the more they pay attention to our desires, our needs, and our wants as far as America's veterans.
Commander, you've been on tour in this portion of Minnesota since Monday. Give some of your impressions on the Legion atmosphere, the Legion activity that you've witnessed over this time.
Well, Tom, you know, it's funny, and I've been across the country. This is the 26th state I've been in, and each state is different. There's a different atmosphere, a different character, even though we've all got the same mission. The folks in Florida are just as great as the people in Michigan or Minnesota or California or New York or New Mexico. But as I travel the country, we have met great folks, great Legionnaires, great auxiliary members, great sons. But the people that I have met, it's just inspiring. And that makes me want to work harder and drive harder, because the folks have been so great in the things that we've been able to do. But along with the folks, the people, the post are doing great things. And the community involvement, the volunteerism, the things they contribute to their communities, their state, and the country, and the national organization, just drives me harder. But that great folks and great people that we're seeing along with the post is just that's what makes the American Legion what it is. That's who we are and what we do.
Of course, it's been a busy work schedule for you, but you had a little bit of fun earlier today. You had an opportunity to stop in to Traxler's Hunting Preserve and take a look at everything that they have on display. What did you think of that?
I was really impressed with Traxler's. The museum, and I say museum, but the artifacts, the stuffed animals, all of the weaponry, all of the things they do, and the support they provide to American veterans, and the things they do for veterans, it was inspiring. Well, I really enjoyed that, had a great time, and I appreciate the folks from Traxler's hosting us.
Once again, my guest today here on KCHK, again, thrilled and honored to have an opportunity to talk with the National Commander of the American Legion, Bill Oxford, again from Lenoir, North Carolina. Did I get that right? Is there anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
Tom, just a couple things. I would encourage every veteran out there to become part of a veteran service organization. That if I belong to eight Veteran Service Organization, a life member, that allows me, my voice, to be heard eight times. So I would encourage every veteran, join a Veteran Service Organization. Take part. Help us help you. Now, I'm National Commander of the American Legion. I would encourage you, and we'll be happy to sign you up as a Legion member. But if you're not happy with the Legion, join something. Become part of a veteran service organization. Would be happy, tickled to death, to have you as a Legionnaire, but think about joining some veteran service organization. And If you're interested in the American Legion, you can find more information about us on the World Wide Web at legion.org. It talks about all of the things that I've talked about, our membership programs, our children and youth programs, and all of the other things that the American Legion does.
Thank you, Commander, for your time with this special report. I'm Tom Getzinger with KCHK Radio in New Prague.